How's it going, folks? You are very welcome to A History of Change, the podcast. In this episode, we are going to look at the consequences of the American Revolution. So the first major consequence of the American Revolution, and it's probably the most significant one, is the birth of a nation. That is the creation of a new independent country, the United States of America. Now, initially, this began as the original 13 colonies. They began to expand westwards then. Okay, and eventually, kind of by the late 1800s, reached the western coast on the Pacific. George Washington became the first president of the United States. The United States Constitution was drafted shortly after independence, and it's the world's oldest written constitution, and it was really significant because it inspired the constitutions of many other nations. The second major consequence of the American Revolution has been a change in land ownership. So as I previously mentioned, initially the USA was the 13 colonies on the US's eastern seaboard. But as migrants expanded westwards, they brutally confiscated land from Native American people. Between 1776 and 1887, about 1.5 billion acres of land was seized from Native Americans, often done brutally. Through killing, you know, almost genocidal policies from the Americans. The third major impact of the American Revolution was how it inspired ideals. So the Declaration of Independence stated that all men are created equal. However, this was not the case. All white men were equal. However, if you were a woman, a slave, or a Native American, you were not equal. You did not have the same rights. However, the wording, all men are created equal, still inspired these minority groups to campaign for equal rights. Some examples of this include, in the decades after the American Revolution, some northern states like New York and New Jersey took steps to gradually abolish slavery, and slavery was eventually abolished entirely across all states in 1865. Meanwhile, women eventually got the right to vote in 1920. The fourth major consequence of the American Revolution was its impact on Ireland. So, like America, Ireland had been living under the rule of Britain for centuries. The events of the American Revolution were a huge source of inspiration for Irish freedom fighters such as Theobald Wolfe Tone. Okay, and Wolfe Tone would be a key organiser of the 1798 rebellion in Ireland. You're going to learn about him in a later chapter. But he was heavily inspired by the events of the American Revolution, and he actually spent time in America in the years before the 1798 rebellion. The final consequence of the American Revolution that we'll examine is the impact on France. So, as you know, some European armies helped the Americans fight the British in the American Revolution, including France and Spain. Now, French involvement in the American Revolutionary War was very expensive. So, to pay for this, who did they turn to? Well, they taxed their citizens heavily. This made the French King Louis XVI very unpopular, and it inspired the French Revolution in 1789. As in Ireland, French citizens were also inspired by American revolutionaries, how they had rose up and overthrown a monarchy that they did not feel represented them adequately enough. So, if we look at an exam setting, where have we seen this before? Well, if we look at past exam papers, there have questions have come up. Write an account of the causes and or consequences of a pre-20th century revolution you've studied. And that can come up in either way. It can either be write an account of the consequences, write an account of the causes, write an account of both, write an account of the course, okay? We don't really know what way that could be asked. It could be asked in any way, okay? But the key thing is to name and explain. Name and explain, okay? That is how you get your marks. So, for example, name the impact of Ireland. So the American Revolution impacted Ireland heavily. How? So we're going to explain that now, okay? So Irish freedom fighters such as Wolfe Tone were heavily inspired by how Americans had gained their independence from Britain, leading to the 1798 rebellion in Ireland. Okay, so that's just a little walkthrough as to how you would maximize your marks in a question like that. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode.